First thing I think we should do in preparation for Yom Kippur is catch the basic tune, which is going to repeat itself throughout the vidui. We're going to be atoning, saying over before Hashem, we've sinned with A, B, and C. And there's a general tune which we say as we say it. And Bezat Hashem, your children will learn it in Gan. I still remember the first grade Rebbe doing vidui with us every morning during the Asot Yemei Tshuva with this tune. And when you hear it in Shul, you'll catch on, but it's a good idea that we should prepare with doing it tonight, and that way when you hit Yom Kippur, you'll be in sync with the crowd. So we're going to say the words of the vidui with the tune. Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, dibalnu dofi, ay, 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 ay. Hevinu vehirshanu zadnu chamasnu tafalnu sheker ay 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 ya'atznu rak kizavnu Latznu maradnu ni'atznu sararnu avinu pashanu tsararnu kishinu oref ay 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 rashanu shichatnu tiyavnu ta'inu ti'itanu. So let's do it now, just the tune. All you guys have to know is the ta ya ya ta ya ya ta ya ya. One more time. Ay ya 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 ya. And then when we enumerate the sins by saying al chait, so it's customary that we hit our hearts. And it doesn't matter how hard you hit your heart. It's not like by hitting your heart harder you get more atonement. Hitting the heart is just a way of showing that, hey, it's your fault. You led me astray. Just like when we leave the home, we give a kiss to the mezuzah. So some people give one kiss, and some people give two kisses, and some people give seven kisses. And the kiss is supposed to be reflective of what we feel. We're not kissing the mezuzah directly. The mezuzah is the parchment in the back. We don't touch the parchment. We touch opposite where God's name is on the parchment, and it's supposed to be reflective of how we feel. So there are the kids that always call up with the question, I can't reach the mezuzah, so what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to bring a chair to give a kiss? Am I supposed to hop to give a kiss? So you can kiss to the air. You try. You get as close as you can. You give a kiss. Fine. Do I touch first and then kiss? Do I kiss and then touch? Well, that is not so important. The idea is, what am I showing here? And by the same token, when we're hitting our hearts, when we say the al-chait, the idea isn't how hard you hit. One of the things they wrote, I told you guys, there was a list of 10 ways to know about tshuva from 10 miles away. So it was a humorous thing. One of the things is right. He's banging his heart in the al-chait, like that's what's going to do it.
So it's not only about tshuva, because I think it was 3 weeks ago, I saw a 5-year-old kid, and suddenly I was like, wait a minute, was it this? I was like, bam, bam, and to a guy like this. Bam, bam.
Unbelievable. It was like really like 7 years old or something. Like
yeah.
It was like really like first, second grade. Like I was really like, where comes that sound? And like, whoa! That was really surprising.
Okay, so that's
but why would 7-year-old or 8-year-old be doing vidui if he is not bar mitzvah yet?
Why not? It's part of chinuch, just like everything else we do in chinuch.
But I'm just saying, like, he's not his sins are not even his sins, it's on his father.
So my 1-year-old daughter doesn't yet know how to talk. But when I put her to sleep, I put my hands on my eyes, and she puts her hands on his eyes, and I say on her eyes, and I say Shema Yisrael, and she starts chuckling and says, "Ah, ah, ah, ah." What's the idea? No, it's very important, because when we do chinuch is not only what we understand. Part of what we want to give a child when we give him chinuch is to ingrain things before he understands. It should be his second nature. And by the same token, we train our kids to do a lot of things. Chinuch, what does the word chinuch mean? Chinuch means when you start. It's like Hanukkah in inauguration. Chinuch means to begin using something in a certain fashion. To begin, when you do chinuch of a vessel, so it's the beginning use of it in that fashion. When we're doing chinuch, people think you're educating. No. Chinuch is to get accustomed to a certain way of life, to a certain behavior. Afterwards, the kid will understand. But the first thing we do when we do chinuch is get the kid used to it. So my son has no idea what Baruch means or what Hashem means. Like, he'll ask me, why did Hashem make the street like this? Well, mankind made the street like that. Mm-hmm. Everything he sees, why did Hashem make it this way? Why did Hashem make it that way? He doesn't understand yet the concept of Hashem, but he does know to make a bracha. He knows that before he eats, he makes a bracha. He has no idea why he's making a bracha, but he knows that he has to make a bracha before he eats. That's chinuch. Chinuch is, you begin getting a child accustomed to something. Ideally, chinuch is when a child understands. But that doesn't preclude getting a child accustomed to things before he understands. Really, when we say chinuch begins only when a child understands. When do I have to teach a child about tzitzit? When he understands what tzitzit is. When do I have to get a kid a pair of tefillin? When he can keep tefillin in a proper way. So we do wait till a certain level of understanding. But that's only like the minimum. Really, we try to get kids accustomed to things. Rabbi Yoshua ben Prachya, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, Ashrei Yoladeto, praised is the one who bore him. Why? Because his mother, even when he was tiny, would take him near the Beis Medrash so that all he'd hear all day was learning Torah. He didn't understand anything, but Chazal felt that that had an impact. That's what caused him to be the great Rabbi Yeshua that he was. Every time you have Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah, simply Rabbi Yeshua, it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya. So Chazal said, Ashrei Yoladeto, praise the one that bore him. Shammai, when his wife had a child, he made her a little sukkah so that the little baby would sit in the sukkah. Why? Is it mandatory? No, it's not mandatory. But we try to get as much as we can holiness into a kid, even when he doesn't understand. So when I was 5 or 6, I still remember in Primonay, first grade, the Rebbe would do vidui with us every morning. We didn't understand what we were saying, but you see the tune stuck. Still in the head. So a lot of things we begin and later on we understand better. That's also one of the rules for Girin and people who do tshuva. You can't understand everything when you start. You can't. It's impossible. You're coming to something that has so much depth and breadth. You can't understand everything. But you got to start with saying, okay, this is what's done. Slowly I'll learn. Dal chet, so also. Every time we say chet, the Ashkenazi custom, I don't know what Sephardim do, I'm sorry. And the tunes, I don't know the Sephardi tunes, but I assume you know them by now. You hear them for 40 days, you probably know them by now. But the Ashkenazi is Al Chet Shechaton Lefanecha Beones Uveratzon. Or we just say the last two before the Val Kulam. Al Chet Shechaton Lefanecha Yodim Uvelo Yodim. And then everyone says in unison together with the Chazan, De Al Kulam Eloha Selichos. Selach lonu mechal lonu kapel lonu again ni'al kulam eloha selichos selach lonu mechal lonu kapelonu. We'll do it again, just the tune. Ta da 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 ta na 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 ta na 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 haya na na ha na na. Na 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 la 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 la. Should we do one more time? La 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 la. La 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 la